Today, July 15th, was the second day in a row that Southern Humboldt saw continued aggressive low flyovers by the Humboldt Sheriff's Department via the Howard Buffett Foundation-funded NCCSC Black Helicopter that is used for cannabis enforcement activities. Starting at around 8:30 a.m. this morning, the helicopter, tail number N487HB, was just south of Garberville when public FAA tracking was turned off. Turning off that tracking indicates that enforcement activity is ongoing. What followed was excessive and perhaps even more invasive than yesterday's cannabis enforcement operations. The helicopter made its way to a number of well-known growing areas and documented a series of legal and DCC-licensed cannabis farms. Why the Humboldt Sheriff's Department believes they should be documenting the properties of so many local growers is currently unknown. The Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities, or NCCSC, who funds the cannabis enforcement helicopter, states that its primary mission is to combat human and labor trafficking. Even at the height of disappearance and trafficking concerns in Humboldt County a decade ago, it is very unlikely to have occurred on so many publicly known and licensed cannabis farms. This operation seemed personal, with Sheriff William Hansel, currently in Virginia, testifying on behalf of multiple conservative states to prevent cannabis from being rescheduled from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. How that rescheduling impacts efforts to combat human trafficking is also very unclear. The helicopter made its way around Southern Humboldt in the mid-morning hours, doing enforcement work in the Edersburg area, followed by a significant amount of time in Salmon Creek. One Salmon Creek cannabis grower remarked, quote, "I've never been flown so low in my life." The Black Cannabis Enforcement Helicopter then made its way back to Ukiah, where it refueled and took off at 11:03 a.m. Unlike during the morning operations, the helicopter did not have tracking on in between enforcement activity and turned off tracking quickly after takeoff. Whether that is legally allowed is unclear, as tracking should only be turned off during actual enforcement activity per a typical understanding of FAA guidelines. The helicopter was still spotted by our communications network, transiting over Reed Mountain and back over Salmon Creek. The helicopter then headed northwest and started enforcement activity in the Mattole Valley, which had not been the case yesterday. Many cannabis growers in the Panther Gap, Petrolia, and Honeydew area reported seeing the helicopter at extremely low altitude looking at their properties. Much of that activity was during the noon hour. By 1:38 p.m., the helicopter used by the Humboldt Sheriff's Department for cannabis enforcement had landed at the Arcata Airport for another refueling stop. The Black helicopter then took off from Arcata at 2:12 p.m., and again immediately turned off public tracking, indicating continued enforcement activity. We don't know exactly where the NCCSC helicopter went after that point, until it could be publicly tracked at 3:46 p.m., when it was south of Alder Point and headed back to Chico to land and finish the day. The Humboldt County Growers Alliance has been a big help building a quick network to track recently ramped up cannabis enforcement activity by the Humboldt Sheriff's Department. We spoke with HCGA President Hannah White of Emerald Queen Farms. To learn more about communications by their membership and how the local cannabis community might respond to the situation.
We have a weekly call on Wednesdays for our alliance members, and today one of our members shared a live feed from Salmon Creek of helicopter flying over his property. There were reports from members, cultivators, as well reported by KMUD yesterday of helicopters visiting legal, compliant, regenerative small family farms. 3 minutes certainly seems like a long time to be able to determine whether a site is a legal site or a not legal site. It just seems like a hearken to throwback days. We just heard a sheriff interview by you, April, that asked a lot of questions that a lot of cultivators are interested in. And, you know, I don't think we're getting the answers that we like. It doesn't feel good to have violation of airspace and seizure of our peace when we're legal compliant farms. Of course, we don't know if the sheriff has open or active investigations, but it does seem that there could be some due diligence done to increase the trust of the public and our legal licensed businesses by just doing a little bit of research ahead of their investigations of the hills and choose to not fly the publicly available APNs of our licensed farms. It would just go a long way to show some respect.
Has the Sheriff's Department or the NCCSC itself, the nonprofit that's funded by the Howard Buffett Foundation and funds the helicopter that's used by about, I think, four different counties in Northern California currently, have they reached out to the HCGA or others on trying to work? Because the claim is they want to work on human trafficking issues. That's the overarching claim they're saying. Have they tried to do any, like, community work in terms of working with the community directly to combat these issues as opposed to, you know, helicopter-based harassment, essentially?
I mean, the sheriff has been open to, you know, being able to share more information about what human trafficking and labor laws looks like. But, I mean, a lot of it is like they're just asking for people to call in complaints. You know, I think that it's in everyone's interest to see healthy working relationships in all of our business sectors. What doesn't feel specifically good about this is that workplace violations on cannabis businesses are being targeted by this funding rather than general workplace violations, which I think are well documented amongst almost all of the industries, right? Whether it's like timber, dairy, agriculture, baristas not being paid by a W-2, workers' comp insurance not being paid. These aren't issues that are specific to cannabis farms, right? These are issues that happen in all sectors. And it just seems that with our county in a hiring freeze and low budget, like why we're prioritizing taking in funding that is doesn't seem to be in alignment with the county's support of the cannabis industry. County staff and county supervisors have really been, I would say, supportive over the last few years and, you know, supporting Appalachian's work and supporting some of our asks on a state level for, you know, direct-to-consumer sales and really have been advocates. And so it just doesn't feel in alignment with our county's attitude and policies. And furthermore, the concern is that we're not seeing data come out, right? We did see that there were some arrests in the spring, charges brought around human trafficking and wage theft, labor violations, and I don't believe any of them have held up in court. So the concern is that we're spending a lot of time and resources from the Sheriff's Department in a county that has a lot of needs to be met by the Sheriff's Department, spending time on activities that don't seem to have the data backing it up or the activity that we're seeing.
Do you have a current message potentially from the HCGA for our cannabis growers here? And are there any kind of next steps you're already looking at to deal with this issue?
I mean, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of ways that we can, you know, we can, I don't know, like just tell people to be prepared, you know, drink some milky oat tea, drink some chamomile. Like we're all just going to have to practice patience and also using our voice. We have elected officials. The sheriff is an elected official, and it's important when people don't like the activities happening over the private land space to reach out to their supervisors, let them know how they feel about the activity, especially if it's like helicopters looking over your legal farm. Encourage people to reach out to their supervisors.
We truly appreciate anyone who is willing to speak out on the issue of ramped up cannabis enforcement and surveillance via the privately funded helicopter in use by the Humboldt Sheriff's Office. Please reach out to news@kmud.org on email, @kmudnews on social media, or give us a call and leave a voicemail at 707-923-2605. If you have any further information, coordinates, photos, or video documenting this event, we are especially interested in the timeline we're missing during the 2 and 3 p.m. hours when the helicopter was airborne, public tracking was turned off, and we don't know exactly where enforcement activity was occurring. We also encourage listeners to donate to KMUD to help support this coverage. We need more help tracking this increasingly growing and concerning cannabis enforcement operation. Head to KMUD.org, give us a call at 707-923-2513, or come by our studios in Redway to donate and help our community band together and spread information. We'll continue to update you as this enforcement activity takes place. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.